the God who was and who is and who is to come. If you were blessed by that last word, give him again a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. And you might be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to appreciate my father, God's servant, for the privilege of connection, the privilege of relationship, and the privilege of impact of ministry. Thank you, sir, for giving us the platform. Thank you, sir, for making every impute and deposit in our lives. Thank you for not holding anything back and causing the world to know that what is working here can work anywhere if we follow well. Thank you, sir. I want to appreciate our mama for standing so strongly by our papa. Can we give the Lord a praise? Thank you for being exemplary in every way. Exemplary in ministry, exemplary in marriage, exemplary in raising of offspring. We appreciate you, man. I appreciate all fellow ministers of God here this morning. And I believe it is a new day. Will you lift up your right hand and just expect God to speak a word to you? I'm pressing on the upward way, new height I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I upward bound.
Lord, bless my feet.
Father, lift us up to the higher ground this morning. Shift us to the next level by your word. And let not one person be the same, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Speaking very quickly on the subject, engaging the power of the tongue. Engaging the power of the tongue. Luke chapter 21 verse 15. He said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist, to gainsay, nor resist. It is important to know that the mouth, the tongue, and words play very critical roles in the life and the destiny of every child of God. It is important to note that the tongue, the mouth, the tongue, and words make the difference between dominating or being dominated, between conquering or being conquered. In general, it is important to note that words carry power. Generally, wars, battles are started by war, by words, and they can be ended by wars. Adolf Hitler set the world on fire by words, inflaming words, inflammable words that he spoke from his mouth. Relationships are started, and relationships can be ended by words. Marriage institutions are formalized and established on the altar by the exchange of words. Medical practitioners are inducted into the medical practice by the pronouncement of words. Blessings are pronounced and curses are incurred by words. So it is important to know that words carry power. Now we are going to look at scriptures and see the various scriptures that show us the power of words and how words can make a person dominate or being dominated. In Numbers chapter 14 and in verse 28, the children of Israel, God was speaking to them, and I'll read to verse 33. He says, say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ears, so will I do unto you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. He said, but your little ones, which you say should be free, then will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. He said all the way to verse 33, but as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. Somebody say, God forbid. That shall never be your portion in the name of Jesus. The most important thing to note is your confession is your prescription. It's your prescription for your destination. Whatever you want God to do with your life, that is what you are saying with your mouth. He said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. When you are confessing, you are prescribing. In the book of Luke chapter 21 verse 15, where we just read, he said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Take note of three things here. First thing to note is that your mouth is not just a body part. Your mouth is a gift from God for triumph in life. I will give you a mouth. It's a gift from God for triumph in life. Second thing to note is that the purpose of the mouth is not just food. The purpose of the mouth and the tongue is not just food. Your mouth is a weapon of war. I give you a mouth that you use to fight and stand the adversaries. Your mouth is a weapon of war. And the third thing to note here is that your mouth is designed to communicate the wisdom of God for the disarming of your adversaries. To communicate the wisdom of God. I will give you a mouth. I will give you a wisdom. I want you to use it to disarm your adversaries. I stand by the prophetic mantle of this house here, and I announce to someone, on your return from this Shiloh, every adversary you left at home shall be leveled before you arrive. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and in verse 19, in 30 said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. Your tongue is the tool for the communication of your choices in life. When you are speaking, you are choosing. It's the tool for the communication of your decisions. I place before you, every time you are talking, you are not just making statements, you are making choices. This is very, very critical. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it said, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Is there the Living Bible version of it? If there is, it is very, very instructive how he puts it. He said, just one moment. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. In the Living Bible, he said, those who love to talk will suffer the consequences. He said, men have died for saying the wrong thing. Men have died for saying the wrong thing. That is, the power to live or die is rooted in your tongue. There are people who died before their time, not because the devil was too powerful. They died before their time because their tongue was too wrongful. I read a story where the wife of John Gillick died and saw herself appeared in heaven. And an angel said, welcome to the holy mountain of God. Welcome to heaven. And she said, is this heaven? Who will take care of my husband and my children? I'm not dying now. Even in heaven, she had a choice. I am not dying now. And she returned back to life. I announce to somebody here today, every death looking for you is canceled now. Every death looking for you is canceled now. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm not dying now. Somebody see after me. Say to hell with COVID. I am not dying now. I can't die now. In Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse 18. Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse 18. It said the tongue of the wise is health. The tongue. Alright, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. So the tongue of the wise can bring health, and the tongue of the fool brings ill health. That is, the way you are speaking can make you strong, and the way you are speaking can make you sick. Hey, a woman went to the medical doctor. She has what is called PUO in medicine, pyrexia of unknown origin. The meaning of that long English is fever whose cause is not known. So the medical doctor, a Christian medical doctor in Korea, interrogated her a little bit, and they can't find the cause of the fever. Then suddenly the man said, tell me the kind of things you say. And the woman began to recount what she said. Every time somebody says what she doesn't like, she will say, don't burn me with your word. You are burning me up with your words. She kept talking like that until the body began to burn. And there was no cause for it. Is God speaking to someone here? There is power in the tongue. And I prophesy today, the grace to speak right is released upon you right now. In Matthew chapter 12, and in verse 36 all the way to verse 37, Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, all the way, he said, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37 said, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So words bring liberty, or words bring captivity. Your liberty or your captivity in life is at the mercy of your words. You are either a victim or a victor based on what you are speaking. Is God speaking to someone here? If you look through scriptures, now I'm going to give you examples of people who used words to determine outcomes. Example number one, Abraham. This is strange because God told Abraham to carry Isaac and sacrifice his child. On the mountains, he would tell him. Now, Abraham determined the outcome of the whole adventure before he left in Genesis chapter 22, verse 5. Genesis 22 and in verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, me and the lad. We will go yonder and worship, and both of us will come back again. Hey, did you see that just now? Me and the young boy, we are going to worship and do the sacrifice God said. But both of us, we are returning. He said, I am not disobeying God. God said, I should offer my son. I'm going to offer him. I'm going to tie him. I'm going to burn him and set him ablaze. But there is one thing I am sure, that I'm not coming back alone. Hey! Because God told me that in Isaac shall my seed be called. And this is that Isaac. I am going to give him the Isaac. But out of the ashes, if Isaac has to resurrect, I am returning back with Isaac. That was what the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 17 say, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called. This is, look at this, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. So from that dead, he received him in a figure. Even though God had concluded he sacrificed Isaac, he received Isaac back in a figure. Because before the outcome, he determined by his tongue the outcome from the outset. Is God speaking to somebody here? I announce to someone here today, your outcome is going to line up with the word of God for your life. Give him a shout of victory as you take your seat. Example number two, Ruth the Moabitess. Ruth became an Israelite by force. Normally, the Bible says that a Moabite, should not enter the congregation of the people of God to their 10th generation. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 3. But Ruth was a Moabitess. She lost her husband. She was barren. And she made up her mind by her tongue in Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. When she told her mother-in-law, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you, for where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. They say my people are a bad people and we are not permitted to mix with Israel, but I have made up my mind that your people shall be my people and your God shall be my God. Ay, 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 ay. And you know what happened? Ruth went all the way. Her people became not just her people, but Ruth married Boaz, who is the father of Obed, who is the father of Jesse, who is the father of David, who is the father of Solomon, who is the great, 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 great grandfather of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. She did not just find her way into the lineage, the commonwealth of Israel, but by her utterance, by her declaration, she became an Israelite by force and became the mother of our Lord. Hear me. Nothing is against you if your mouth is not against you. Nothing can be against you, not your tribe, not the position of your birth, not the circumstance of your country, not the economy of the nation. Nothing can be against you if you are not against yourself. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my destiny, and no devil can stop me. Example number three, David. David was the man, little boy with a catapult. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, from verse 43 all the way to verse 50, who stood before a giant, and David killed Goliath with his word before he killed Goliath with his mouth. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I am coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. He said, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. He is prophesying. He is determining the outcome of the battle. I will smite you. I will take your head from you. This boy has no knife. He said, I am going to cut off your head. Do you cut off people's head with hand? I will take off your head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Hey! And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. And what did David do? So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword. Every Goliath you left before you came to Shiloh, I announce today, the Goliath shall collapse before you return. Listen to this. Whatever comes out of your mouth will put whatever is necessary in your hands to fulfill your destiny. Whatever comes out of your mouth per time will put what is necessary in your hands. There was no sword in the hand of David, yet he spoke that he was going to kill the man, and the sword eventually entered his hand, and it was the sword of the enemy he used to kill the enemy. Hear me, what the devil is using against you today, God will put it in your hands to use it against that devil. You are saying amen. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. My final example was Job. Job who refused to die by his words. Job chapter 14 verse 14, he said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. Change is coming for somebody. Change is coming for somebody. If the devil cannot stop you from saying it, no devil can stop you from seeing it. If the devil cannot stop you from saying it, no witch, no wizard can stop you from seeing it. And I announce to someone here, no devil shall be able to stop you from seeing it. One day in the service, I spoke prophetically and revelationally about someone who was traveling and going towards the far eastern places of China, and that the Lord will take her there and bring her back safely. At the end of the service, okay, she came up and saw me and said, oh, I am the one, I'm traveling to China this Friday. And I said, go and return back. See you when you come. So she traveled and returned and went into China. On their way back, in between China and Dubai, right in the aircraft, up in the air, about 35,000 feet above sea level, engine failed. And the aircraft dropped in altitude by 10,000 feet within 5 minutes. It was dropping like a stone. And the pilot said, ladies and gentlemen, get ready and be prepared for a crash. And then people were screaming, people were shouting, all manner. She stood up inside the aircraft. He said, the woman still standing in my house said, so this is how we are going to die. She stood up inside the aircraft and said, if you are about to die, I am not about to die. He said, my pastor told me, see you when you come back. He shall see me because I shall come back. And then enter the language of the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, under 3, 4, 5 minutes, aircraft gained altitude. Aircraft stabilized. Pilot said, I don't know what just happened, but everything is in order now. Hey! Everything is in order now. Everything is in order now. Let me announce to somebody, if it will crash, you will not be inside. And if you are inside, it can never crash. Say the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Lift your voice and say, I can't die now. I shall fulfill my days. Let's rush quickly. What is the impact or the effect of the tongue? The tongue has effect on five different directions. Number one, on God. What you speak affects God directly. God responds. Numbers 14:28. He said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Isaiah 44 verse 26. The Bible said, he confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger. So, on God directly, your words have impact. Number two, on the angels. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and in verse 6. It says, say, suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? Angels are watching to hear what you're saying. In Psalm 103 and in verse 20, he said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. On the angels. Number three, on the enemy. The devil is on the lookout for what you are saying. Psalm 18 verse 44 and verse 45. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. He said, the strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. I announce strangers are leaving your way just now. Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 13. Exodus 15 and in verse 13, he said, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Verse 14. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. 15. The dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Why? Because they are hearing from you what God is doing in your life. Enemies shall fade away shortly. Number four now. Tongues have effect on the earth, on nature and creation. The earth. Everything around you is watching for what you are saying. Jeremiah 22:29 said, O earth, hear ye the word of the Lord. Your car, your house, your farm, your properties, they are all on the lookout for what is coming out of your mouth. Mark chapter 11 verse 23, he said, if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and you shall not doubt in your heart, but believe. So the mountains are waiting to hear from you. Number five, on your life, on your spirit, soul and body. Your words affect yourself. We just read Proverbs 12:18, where he spoke about those who speak. There is he that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings health to him. It brings health to his body. Some neurosurgical discovery somewhere in the East discovered that the speech center, what is called the Broca speech area of the brain, has a dominant effect on the other nerves of the body. The meaning of that is, when you say, I am not feeling fine, your brain interprets to the rest of the body, say, this man does not want to feel fine. So just ensure that you conform to his desire not to feel fine. Everything is going wrong around me. I feel so sad. You see, so there is a dominance of the speech nerves over the nerves of your body. So as you speak, your body aligns. So if you say, I am excited, everything is working. All of a sudden, happy hormones, excitement hormones are released on the spot. So your tongue works on your life and on your body itself. Now, let me say this before we go ahead. The words of the unbeliever, they have zero effect on your life. Whenever the unbeliever tells you, you will see. Tell him that whatever you want me to see, you see double. Whenever the roaring lion roars and say, hey, roar twice. Hey. Against that devil. In 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 6, we may not read all of it because of time, all the way to verse 37. You saw how the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, came and spoke rubbish to the children of Israel. And Isaiah, the prophet, uttered one word. And 180,000 Assyrians were killed in one night. In one night. Every word spoken by an unbeliever against your life that appears to be standing against your destiny, I declare they are nullified in Jesus' name. Let me quickly rush within 5 minutes into this. What are the keys to speaking right? Number one, continuous feeding on light. What fills your heart flows out of your mouth. Matthew 12:37. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Fill and stuff your heart with light, and you will speak right. Number two, flowing with the spirit of faith, like our father taught us the other day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. We having the spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe, so we have spoken. We believe
and we speak. What is believed is useless until it is declared. You don't believe it enough if you are not saying it. The proof of conviction is declaration. If you are convinced, you declare it. Very important. Number three, keeping the right company. Numbers chapter 13 verse 33, all the way to Numbers chapter 14 verse 1. What affected the children of Israel was hanging around with wrong company, who influenced them until they began to doubt God. Anybody who does not speak faith, who does not speak right, who speaks doubt, is not qualified for your company. Anyone not going in your direction and does not believe in your declarations is not qualified for your association. Very, very important. So the first thing is continuous feeding on light. Number two, flowing with the spirit of faith. Number three, keeping the right company. Number four, living in uprightness. Because iniquity affects audacity. Sin ruins the efficacy of sound. Proverbs 28 verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. You can't speak boldly if your conscience is defiled. In Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 to 2, you saw how God says, my ears are not deaf, but your iniquity separated you and me. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. This is very, very important. Let me quickly give you some key thoughts. Wow. Some key thoughts on the use of the tongue. Number one, your tongue can either define your life or defile your life. Define or defile. Number two, never allow your situation to determine your confession. Let your expectation direct your declarations. Never allow your situation to determine your confession. Let your expectation direct your declarations. Number three, never keep quiet when your destiny is being determined. When your destiny is being decided, never keep quiet. Remember Goliath. And number four. Until your mouth is widely opened, your destiny is tightly closed. If your mouth is not widely opened, your destiny remains tightly closed. If your mouth is not widely opened, your destiny remains tightly closed. Finally, your life turns in the direction of your tongue. Your life turns in the direction of your tongue. Now, quickly, and I'll rush as this. What is the right use of the tongue in order to see positive effects? The right use of the tongue in order to see positive effects. Number one, speak wholesome words. Wholesome. That is grace-filled words, not bitter words. Not hurtful words. Colossians 1:6, Proverbs 12:18. Let your tongue not speak quarrel. Number two, speak godly words, not quarrelsome words. Godly words, not filthy words rather, not filthy words. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, and Ephesians 5:4. Number three, speak honest words, truthful words. Avoid lying. If you can't rely on your words, nobody, no devil in the realm of the spirit, nothing will rely on your word. Speak honest, truthful words. Number four, speak in the language of praise and thanks. Psalm 34 verse 1, his praise shall be continually in my mouth. In the language of praise and thanks. Number five, speak the word continually. Speak the word continually. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And number six, speak in the language of the Spirit. Anybody ready for the language of the Spirit? Speak in the language of the Spirit. Will you stand up on your feet with a louder shout of victory? Can you open your mouth and begin to pray in the Spirit for 2 minutes? For three seconds, pray in the Spirit. Lift your voice and pray. Open your mouth and pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Jacob Abayaya Hasada.